Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, this is Justin Timberlake.
Hey, this is Ashanti.
What up, it's Jay-Z.
Hey, this is Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, what's cracking, y'all? It's your boy Fabulous.
This is Ludacris.
Hey, what's up, it's your man 50 Cent.
Hi, this is Christina Aguilera, and you're listening to...
We get down here on the livest show on Blog Talk Radio. Today I have an exciting guest. Y'all know we always have the best here on Blog Talk, and I am so honored to present to some and introduce to others. We have Erica Nicole Lomkin that's joining us. But before I bring her live, I want to just tell you a teeny bit about this beautiful young lady. First of all, she has the same birthday that I do, so you know she's special, all right? Yes, March 9th, us Pisces are in the house. She was raised in Athens, Georgia, and she's currently attending Georgia State University. She is in a fashion organization that is awesome because she's the president at Georgia State's Modeling and Fashion. I think it's Infinite Appeal. She's been doing this since 2009 to 2010. And, you know, the wonderful thing that I enjoy is that she is a jack of all trades. Erica Nicole is a runway trainer, an image consultant, fashion show coordinator, and we got to add that socialite on top. We want to introduce Erica Nicole Lomkin to Brown Sugar Radio. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. How y'all doing, Brown Sugar Radio?
All right, girl. You know how we do here, okay?
Okay.
Yes, we keep it popping here. And, you know, I just have to say that it's funny that at the time when I had booked your interview, I didn't realize we had the same birthday. So then when I was booking your show and getting all your information together, I was like, hold up, this is why we so cool. Right?
Right.
So it's cool, though. It really is. And, you know, I just want to ask you, you know, as far as you stated that you won best dress in both middle school and high school, okay? As far as your interest in style and just, you know, engaging with people and your peers, tell us, how did you achieve that and what it felt like when you earned that award?
Well, actually, like I said, it was something that always came really natural to me. It was nothing that I really had to try hard to do. At the end of the day, I felt very honored and privileged to be an eighth grader and to win best dress for my entire middle school. And also, even in high school when I won and the whole entire school body nominated me to win best dress, I felt honored as well to know that out of at least 1,200 students that I was one of the ones that they thought that was best dressed. So I felt really honored.
I bet. Now, as far as you putting together an outfit, you know, what's the first thing that usually comes to your mind? Do you have to be in a certain mood? Does season have a play in it? Tell us what goes through your head when you're putting together your style and your swag.
Honestly, what's so funny is music. I really try to listen
right?
to different music artists. Right. I try to listen to different musical artists when I want to, quote-unquote, feel some type of way when I put on my wardrobe or I'm styling for another person. Like today, I have on this long tulle, like, black tutu skirt. And I was listening to Lady Gaga. She inspired me. When I put it on, I was just like, I just want to feel really pretty and fashionable and different today. So music really inspires me.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And I can, you know, truly sense that because as being a woman that is in tune, you know, with yourself, and music just really, I always say it all the time, my loyal listeners know, music is a universal message, and it does. It helps to heal, it helps to restore, helps to empower, does so many amazing things, and I just feel that, you know, especially when you're in the, you know, in the mood to try to, you know what I mean, step your game up, or if you just want to relax, whatever may be the case, I can certainly see how music can enhance that. But I wanted to ask you now, let's get into you becoming the president of Georgia State Fashion Organization. Did I pronounce that right? Is it Infinite Appeal?
Uh-huh, it's Infinite Appeal. Actually, I was the president last year for the Marlin organization.
Okay, for the year of 2009 to 2010.
Uh-huh, last year from 2009 to 2010. And that came about, I was actually a model in the organization, and the other members in the organization nominated me to be the president. Then they voted, and it went down officially, and I became the president. And the fashion show that I put together, in the words of people who had been attending Georgia State's fashion shows forever since they first started, they told me, Erica, that was the most extraordinary fashion show I've ever seen in my life. The line was wrapped around the door as if Beyonce was in there. And I also partnered with a company called BB, a clothing company called BB. I made sure that I partnered with them just to get the school some more exposure, because if people heard that a school like Georgia State was partnering with a company who's nationwide named BB, you know, that was going to give the school, the models, more exposure. So that went really, really well. Like, we had over 800 seats. They were all packed out, and there were still, the police officers told me there were still people wrapping around the building at the end of the show.
Wow. That is crazy. But, you know, Atlanta, y'all always get down up there. If it's not hair, okay, or nails.
Yes.
Y'all got to have the fashion going on, you know. And would you say, now I hear they always say New York is the fashion capital of the world, but dang it, would your opinion differ being out of Atlanta?
And I know my Atlanta listeners are going to be kind of upset with me, but y'all don't be
keep
so
100,
upset
girl.
With me, but I got to keep it 100, please. Atlanta is a wonderful city. I love it. They have been really good to me. I have got a lot of opportunities in the fashion industry when it comes to fashion here in Atlanta. But majority of people here in Atlanta, because it is the South, the fashion is very it's very late. It's not up to par when you look at, and that's only when you look at European fashion. I tell people oftentimes that you shouldn't even be looking at fashion in New York. You should be looking at fashion overseas in Europe, because people in New York mock fashion in Europe. So don't even look at New York, just look overseas. And so with Atlanta being down south, it's kind of like we're further down the food chain. So the stuff that
I mean, but, you know, and I hear that all the time. They're like, New York is the fashion capital of the world behind L.A., Chicago, you know. But like I said, Atlanta, you know, I mean, they coming up. I mean, y'all are just truly known for, you know, some of the most brilliant hair shows that, I mean, it's ridiculous how they get down with the hair and the nails, I mean, and just their creativity. And you know, finding a unique style and appeal where others want to, you know, duplicate that, or to, you know, they come up to you and they're like, Erica, you know, can you help me with a certain fashion style? How do you go about creating something that does not look the same? You know what I mean? Because I'm sure people want to look at you and they look up to you and they're like, oh, I love your style. You get down, but I want my own, you know what I mean, type of identity or my own thing going on. How would you, you know what I mean, style somebody that's like, look, I need help in this area?
Well, that's when my image consulting job kicks in. Actually, a person just, I just gained a new client on Sunday when it comes to that. And my favorite quote, my quote, I'm letting the world know now, this is my quote, I say it all the time on Twitter, is your style is what you make it. And that comes from when I'm styling a person, everybody wants to look different. Dare to be different, your style is what you make it. So I try to look at the person and get a general idea of what they want to look like. So they may tell me, I want to look like Rihanna or Beyonce, but not so much. I want to look like myself. So that's when I kind of get to know them, figure out what they like, what they don't like, study trends, ask them what they like, and come up with a unique image for them personally so that their style is what they make it.
Absolutely. And speaking of Beyonce and Rihanna, even Nicki Minaj, you know, has become a fashion icon. Many really enjoy, you know, how they put together unique wardrobes and styles. And, you know, I think Beyonce had an advantage with her mother being a seamstress, you know, and it was amazing. The outfits she put together were so unique. They actually ended up developing their own line, which is amazing. But I think as a you wear so many hats, and you're gifted in the fashion area.
Which
job do you enjoy the most? The runway trainer, image consultant, you know, fashion show coordinator, out of all of them? I know they kind of tie in together, but do you have a favorite that you truly enjoy the most?
Oh, gosh. I would have to say, and this may sound so weird for the people that really know me, but the fashion show coordinator job is the one that I really enjoy the most, because it's very intense in the sense of you're the one who finds the designers, sets up the runway, the stage, contacts everyone, sets up everything, hires everyone, and basically you put the entire show together and you have people working under you, and it is a very stressful job. But at the end of the day, when the show is happening and you see the pieces flowing beautifully down the runway, it's just an amazing feeling. So I think that's the job that I absolutely love the most.
Now, do you think you'll be a designer one day? Is that something you're passionate about, having your own clothing line?
Oh, my gosh. We will ask you that every day.
That's a lot of work, huh?
Every day, honey, like, you don't even know. And that is really a passion of mine. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
I just don't know how to draw. Honestly, I don't know how to draw. I would have to find somebody to do it for me and find the time. But
you think of Marley Simmons and Beyonce and all them draw, they hire someone to do that for them. They just create the vision and make it plain, okay? But someone else is doing all that drawing for them. Girl, that's the least of your worries. You know, you just have to give them a feel. If you know how to paint a mental picture in your mind, which I'm sure you do, all right, because like I said, as a fashion coordinator, you already got it together. You just share with them what that vision looks like until they create it on paper, you know? So, girl, please, that's the least of your worries. Okay? Shoot. That is wonderful. Wow. Now, I like the fact that you said that you partnered with the clothing company, BB. You know, tell us, how was that experience? Because they had sold out shows, you know, as you had mentioned earlier. And as far as partnering with them, you know, what would you say has inspired you the most, you know, to really just grasp that opportunity and learn from it?
Well, actually, it came about, I was walking through campus one day. Things that happen to me are so weird and so random. I was walking through campus one day, and a representative from BB actually attends Georgia State University, and she bumped into me, and she was like, "Erica, I have been looking everywhere for you. I heard that you're the president of the model organization here. BB needs to partner with an organization here in Atlanta, and since you're the president, we want to do it with you. Is that okay? We'll give you this, whatever you need. I'll be at your assistance. Just let me know whatever you need." And I was just like, oh, my gosh, thank you so much. So I partnered with them, and BB was just absolutely wonderful to work with. You know, there were no complications. They let me and my staff come in and pick out the clothing. And so that really inspired me to just push forward. And after that, I've done shows with, like, Michael Kors here in Atlanta at the W Hotel, and Macy's and BCBG. And so it just really inspired me to push forward from starting out with BB at Georgia State.
Yeah, that's real. I think, you know, we all have to be students, you know, before we can be teachers. And I know that these experiences are just grooming you and just, you know, preparing you for your own greatness. And, you know, I see it a lot. I was really impressed because you were actually tweeted from another celebrity, and I had followed you. I had seen your information, and I was just like, wow. I said, you know what? Let me, I believe it was, oh, gosh, I think it was Rashida. Do you follow Rashida?
Uh-huh.
Okay, it was. I believe it was Rashida. I want to make sure. I think it was now. I want to make sure because it was so long ago when I had followed you. But I follow
right.
Rashida also. And I was going to ask you, have you worked with her before, or is it one of your goals to work with her?
I would love to work with Rashida. I think she's an absolutely amazing artist. I haven't had the honor of working with her yet, but if she's listening, which your radio is popular, so I'm sure she is,
right.
I would absolutely love to work with her. She's very a very strong woman when it comes to the rap industry, so I absolutely love to work with her. Now, her creativity is absolutely amazing.
How would you describe the style of, let's say, Rashida, and then we have is it Tiny or Teeny? I tell her name up every time. Tiny.
Tiny.
Lord, I'm telling you, I mess that girl name up all the time. And then Toya, you know, who are really, really popular, a lot of TV personalities, but she's close with all of them, you know, and they all have their own individual things going as far as with music. I think it's great. How would you describe their style?
Well, when I look at people like Rashida, or like you mentioned, Tiny or Toya, or you have rappers like Trina, I look at their style and I classify that as like urban chic. And when I say that, it's urban to the point of where they know their target audience and they know the people who are generally going to be connected with them. That's the urban audience. But at the same time, it's chic because, you know, they will give you Christian Louboutin. They will give you Versace shoes. They will give you the John Galliano and, you know, the Tom Ford. They will give you that because at the end of the day, they know they have to be commercial. And I think that they're awesome women because they're versatile enough to say, hey, like Rashida, she'll say, hey, I can wear my mohawk down my back and it's really pretty, but at the same time, I would give you some red bottoms because I'm commercial like that. So I would describe them as very urban chic.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Well, you know, I think, too, I love the diversity between all of them where Tiny can rock that bright cherry red, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then you got Toya with the pretty black whole hair, and you're right, then Rashida with the mohawk, which she was rocking that mohawk. It was so
yes,
pretty, you know? I think Rashida has more of an edgy style. You're a little more daring. You know, I don't really see Tiny or Toya, you know, with a mohawk. But they might. You never know. But I just see Rashida being a little more daring and bold and you know what I mean? Well, I guess, too, though, if you think of Tiny's hair color, that is bold. Not everybody can wear that fire red.
Right, and that looks good on her.
It looks beautiful, doesn't it? She looks good in the blonde, too, you know. I have Kay Michelle, who will be appearing on Thursday, and she was on the cover of a magazine, and it was awesome because her hair was blue. And I'm just like,
oh, wow.
Gorgeous on her, too. Girl, you ought to see it. It's so pretty. Matter of fact, I have it posted on my page whenever you get a second to look at it. That blue is banging on Kay Michelle. It's so pretty. And it's like a denim blue, you know. And
that
it's so,
sounds pretty.
Don't that sound pretty? I mean, I'm just like, you got to say it sound pretty. It look pretty. But your hair, I like how you rocking. You got the Chinese bangs going on, and you have the long, you know, mane in the back. That's pretty. And every time I see now the Chinese bangs, I think of Nicki Minaj. You know,
right.
How she got the pink, the blue, the green, but she's got her Chinese bangs just about in every style. It's just pretty. And so what inspired you, you know, to wear your hair with the long length? It's beautiful, by the way, too.
Thank you so much. I have to give a plug. Shout out to Kiki at Blend Salon in the West End. Kiki always does my hair. She does an absolutely wonderful job. I have to definitely give a shout out to Kiki at Blend Salon in the West End. But what inspired me was ever since I was a little girl, like I've always loved long hair, like the longer the better. Like I'm known for wearing like 24-inch Malaysian hair down my back. I just think it's so glamorous and
now
so
you like
fun.
The Malaysian over the indie? Over the
I love
the Indian
Malaysian.
Hair?
I love Malaysian
okay.
hair because the wave is very it just looks more natural to me. The wave is more heavy and natural to me in the Malaysian. So that's
Learn something new every day, huh? I thought the Indian Remy was the bomb. Girl, look, that's all they rocking out here. Wow. You know, Vegas is different. And West Coast, you know, certainly we have our own little swag out here. It's different than down south and East Coast. But, you know, a lot of the Indian hair is what a lot of my girlfriends and acquaintances, they wear, and they, you know, they say it's lighter, it looks more natural. But yet, you know, I think it's all in where you're from and your culture and so forth. And then, too, just knowledge, you know. So that's
exactly.
Cool. But how important would you say your hair? Because I know I think hair is an accessory. I'm going to rock anything, girl, from I wear a wig, I wear a full weave, I will wear a partial weave, I'll do it all, ponytail, you name it. I feel that. Right now I'm wearing my own hair, though, but, you know, I've been trying to let it breathe, girl.
Right, nothing wrong with that. I heard that.
Right?
I heard that.
Girl, yeah, I've been wrapping it at night, getting my flat on, and I'm cool.
Okay.
But how would you say, you know, hair is important to coordinate with your outfit?
It is essential. I don't think even important is the word. It's essential.
Okay,
like,
vital, very necessary.
I will do anything to get my hair done. Like, I cannot, like, I can go out the house in some Uggs, a cute crop top, and some ripped jeans if my hair is absolutely perfect and amazing. Mm-hmm. And I actually buy my hair from this girl named Summer Smith. She works for VH1. She was on the show For the Love of Ray J. And her hair quality is amazing. And I just think that when it comes to coordinating any outfit, regardless if your hair is natural, curly, long, short, straight, wavy, it's really essential to that outfit. Now, celebrities have the benefit of changing their outfit and to match their hair and vice versa. But even for the working class person, I think that hair is essential, whether it's, like you said, a wig or, you know, your own hair or a full weave. I just think it's absolutely essential for each woman to have their own signature hairstyle.
Right. Now, what would you say is one of your favorites? Do you prefer the weave over the wig, or it just really doesn't matter to you? Ponytail?
I love weave. I love weave. I just recently started wearing my real hair, but I love like a full head, a full sew-in. Like, I love it. Maybe I might have my hair out on the top.
It's glamorous.
It is.
It's so glamorous. That's what I liked about it, the length. To me, the longer the hair, the more glamorous and sophisticated, you know, I felt the look became, you know. And I've recently started wearing the jet black hair color. And I for years, I dreaded that. And I noticed I've seen your hair. Is that a jet black that you have?
Yes, that is the number one. That is jet black. My friend, one of my best friends, taught me into it.
Okay,
she was
that's what I was going to ask you. Because what it was, I was thinking for years that it made me look too hard, like the black was too harsh.
Right.
And I never tried it, so I would wear the red, the blonde, you know what I mean, the browns, but I never, even plum. I had my hair plum and purple, but I just would not do that black. I was like, no, that's too harsh looking, but I tried it, and I love it. I truly love it, and you know, I think that especially on women of color, I'm like, I should have been wearing this.
Right.
Because I love the way it's glossy, it's on point.
It is, and actually, like you said, that's so funny. I thought the same thing. I thought it was going to make me look hot, and my mama said the same thing. But it actually, like you said, I thought to myself, why have I not been wearing, number one, like jet black hair? It makes me look so pretty. I think more black girls should try a number one. It's a number one, ladies. That's what you go in the store and ask for. So if you want to wear a number one, that's jet black hair.
I know, and it's so pretty, you know. Now, I wanted to, we only have a few minutes remaining, and Erica Nicole is on the move. She actually has another interview for a fashion show she's doing next week. Tell us a little bit about the fashion show you're preparing for, and, you know, who are some of the top designers we could look forward to actually viewing in this show?
Oh, well, yay, I'm so excited about this fashion show. And there's a twist to this show. It's April the 12th. It'll be at Clark Atlanta University in Atlanta, Georgia. It is they have like a red carpet pre-show starting at 7 o'clock, and the actual fashion show starts at 8. It's going to be a wonderful event. And I've actually sat in on the show for years, and there's a number of celebrities at the event. There's a huge VIP section, and there's no less than at least 800 or 900 people there. And it's always an absolutely amazing event. But this year, there's a twist to the show because I'm actually not putting it together. I'm actually walking in the show. Now, normally I don't do that because I work behind the scenes, but one of my friends asked me, Erica, please walk in my show. So I'm actually one of the models in this show.
Oh, well, okay, that's cool. You know, I think that that it's good to actually, though, kind of cross, you know what I mean, like market yourself, you know, because you're always behind the scenes. Now it's good to, you know, be in front and center also, because that could bring a new level to your career.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, I think, you know, you're doing an amazing, well, I know that you are doing an amazing job, and I just have to give you much love. I was fascinated with everything you've achieved so far and that you're still doing. And just, girl, keep doing it. You know what I mean? It's so good to see a sister that's handling her business, and that's you, girl, you got a goal and you have a plan, and you know what I'm saying? You're still attending college. You'll be graduating in the next year or two. When is your graduation date?
December 2012.
All right. See what I'm saying? So, girl, please, you are a force to be reckoned with, and, I mean, you just keep doing what you do. All right?
Wow. I thank you so much for even having me on this show. This is an absolutely amazing show. I've heard nothing but good things about Brown Sugar Radio, and I want all of my subscribers out there to know that y'all need to keep tuning in, because this is not my first time on the show. I will definitely be back, and this is such an honor.
I know that. Yes, yes. This is only April, and you know, certainly we're going to have you back. But with the last few minutes, because this is what everyone's been tuning in, fashion tips, you know, can you tell us what is, you know, the latest buzz in the fashion industry as far as what's hot now for spring?
For spring, one thing that's really hot is blue jean. I know recently, I think last year, Dolce & Gabbana did a line, and they had a lot of blue jean pieces in their line, blue jean layering. Like if you have on a blue jean jacket with a cute dress, blue jean vest with a cute crop top and cute pants. Also, even things like spicing up. I know here in Atlanta it's a little breezy today, like furs. They don't have to be real, because 9 times out of 10 when you see people with a fur on, it's fake. Like beautiful fur dresses and fur vests that are sold at places like Forever 21, H&M, Macy's, Neiman Marcus, those things like that absolutely spice up any outfit you could have on. Just a simple, plain red dress with a black fur vest and some hot blue shoes. I love doing the odd things. So it's like some hot blue shoes, some black and white, some black and white pumps or some black studded boots, like something like that can just take a simple outfit to the next level. And then you also have to think about your accessories. I always try to tell people, oftentimes when you go places, you might see huge necklaces or huge bracelets, and people always think, what would I wear with this, or where would I wear this to? This is so dressy. But oftentimes it's pieces like that that you need, that you can put with like a white tank top and some ripped jeans and a nice pair of nude pumps, that can just take that tank top and to being just a tank top into something that's like, oh, I can go out to eat with this if I feel like throwing on a blazer, and I can go out to a nice casual setting and have drinks or something like that. So it's really, I try to encourage people to say, don't think about, oh, where can I wear this? Just buy it, because eventually you're gonna find somewhere to wear it. Your style is what you make it.
That's true. Yeah, that's your motto. Now, as far as for our brothers, before you go, you know what I mean? What is it that you feel they could do to kind of, you know what I mean, step up their swag?
And I actually did a presentation about that. They're so funny. A lot of men are business professionals here in Atlanta and out in Los Angeles, New York, everywhere. One important thing that I want guys to remember is it's the fit of your clothes. Every guy is built differently. So whether you're purchasing a nice suit or a nice T-shirt or some nice jeans, you can't always go with what you see on TV. If just because Lil Wayne may be wearing skinny jeans and that looks wonderful on him, you have to remember the fit. So taking that extra money and buying a suit to get it tailored may just be the key piece that our brothers need when they're going on that job interview for that Fortune 500 company to help them succeed, because oftentimes when I speak to people, it's the little small things that they remember. So our brothers just need to remember that it's the simple things like making sure how your clothes fit on you. They don't have to be, you know, Rockin' Republics or True Religions all the time. They can just be some nice Levi 501s because of the way that they fit on our brothers.
All right. Well, you heard it first here on the Lava Station on Blog Talk Radio. We got to give it up for Erica Nicole. All right, well, I know you got another interview lined up, baby girl. I got to let you go, but thank you so much for coming through on Brown Sugar Radio today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, keep in touch. And, real quick, someone asked me to shout out your Facebook and your Twitter real fast, and then I know you got to keep it moving.
My Twitter is @FashionErica. That's fashion E-R-Y-K-A-H, Erica, like Erica Badu. And my Twitter, you can just look me up by my name, Erica Nicole, E-R-Y-K-A-H dash Nicole Lumpkin, and I'll be more than happy to add you.
All right. All right, girl. Well, be blessed and knock out that next interview you got lined up.
Thank you so much.
All right. Okay, well, that is Erica Nicole Lumpkin was in the house, and, you know, we've always got some great things lined up on the Lava Show here on Blog Talk Radio. This Tuesday, we got K. Michelle coming through, and those of you who are K. Michelle fans who recognize her hit singles, I Just Can't Do This, also with Fallen, all right? Y'all want to definitely stay tuned and check that out. It'll be at 2 o'clock. Okay, Pacific Standard Time, 5 o'clock Eastern, come through this Thursday, all right, as K. Michelle will release her hot new single, and it's going to be fire, all right? So, all right, well, you know, I always like to close with a motivational thought or a quote or whatever you want to call it. But what I have for today is don't let anything stand in the way of your dreams. Know that the greatest gifts in life are not purchased, but acquired through hard work and determination. All right, so thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Make it a fantastic day.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening.
The most impressive show
on Internet Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip.
Breathtaking topics,
the latest fashion,
health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove, and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time so I can get a sense.